If you care about California, then you should care about Salinas. Our neighbor to the west faces many of the same challenges that San Joaquin Valley communities face. They're the subject of a major effort by Zocalo Public Square this week to look at the challenges and opportunities facing this Monterey County community. Joe Matthews of Zocalo joins us right now. Joe, welcome.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
The subhead of your latest commentary is the agricultural superstars' high crime and poor health are dark indicators of what the Golden State could become. Why do you feel Salinas is a bellwether for the rest of the state?
Well, for a host of reasons. I think it's a bellwether in the sense that it's in a much better position than a lot of poor places, including poor places in the San Joaquin Valley. It should be doing a lot better. I mean, just by where it is, you know, Monterey County, the Monterey Bay Peninsula right there, the Bay Area not far north. I mean, I sort of feel like people in parts of San Joaquin Valley where communities are really struggling, you have more excuses. Salinas doesn't have a lot of those excuses. It has tremendous advantages. It has a wealthy history. It was, you know, one of the wealthiest places in the country in the early part of the 20th century. Given its many strengths, not just location, but strong neighborhoods, real tradition of engagement, fair number of important educational institutions, pretty close. You know, if a city like that, which has such struggles with high crime, does really poorly on measures of public health and on any statistic, involving children, is pretty nice nightmarish. If a place like Salinas can't get its act together, I'm not sure that any place in California that's really poor has much of a chance.
So from that overall Golden State perspective, when you look at what Salinas is doing well and what Salinas is doing poorly, what can we draw, what can we infer from those challenges? How much of it is a local problem? How much of it is, as I gather from reading your column, which you can find online at kvpr.org, you find some of the larger problems facing the state are playing out right there.
I think that's right. I mean, Salinas has got a lot of strengths. It's got, a lot of important institutions, nonprofits and like that are really ambitious. So it's actually had a great history of starting things. It doesn't have a history of being able to keep them. So when you drive around Salinas, you see, public swimming pool, performing arts center, golf course, lots of things that started as public and the city couldn't keep them. So they were taken over by private entities or they're sort of empty. And that part of that, I think, is being in California. And I think this is interesting for Salinas. It's interesting for a lot of cities in the inland part of the state. There's sort of an in-between city size in California between about 100 and 350,000. And we have a lot of those size cities. It distinguishes us as a state. We have about 60 of them. And you look at those cities, and you see cities that are pretty dysfunctional. Stockton and San Bernardino, both bankrupt, are in that sort of middle ground, that bandwidth. Salinas is there. And the core of the problem is that, these are all places that used to be smaller, that started as smaller towns, but then grew to being real cities with urban problems. But the sort of tools of governance and civic life are still pretty much the tools of small towns. They're not equal to the task. And one of the problems of California with our famously centralized sort of system of governance is that it's very hard for localities. They don't really have the tools to change their own structures and to take charge of their own destinies. And it's really problematic when you're in that sort of mid-sized city range.
Again, if you just joined us on Valley Edition today, Joe Matthews of Zocalo Public Square is our guest. His publication is producing a number of features this week from various individuals throughout the Monterey County community of Salinas, talking about that area's strengths and weaknesses. Tell me a little more about the process of working on this with people from that community.
Well, myself and another editor here spent a lot of time in Salinas sort of talking to people there. Our method is to get people themselves who know a particular place well or know an issue well to write the story, and we then help them a lot with the writing and the editing. So been spending a lot of time there earlier in the year. I must say, probably this is, I should take the blame for this. This is my idea. I mean, I'm California columnist. I travel all around the state. And for years I've been, utterly confounded by Salinas, by this thing. This is a place, it's in a great location. It's got so many strengths. Why does it, you know, look so bad, at least by the numbers? And actually, it's a place where the numbers, it, you know, if you look at statistics, it actually looks worse than to be in Salinas, which is actually a very beautiful place, wonderful weather. There's a lot of good things going on there. So what is the problem here? And so we asked lots of different people, from doctors to teachers to business people, who are, many of them, trying to do something in Salinas to make something better, with, you know, mixed results in most cases, to explain how Salinas looks to them and what they've been up to and what the problem has been for them.
When you talk to those people out there in the community who live this every day, what sort of sense of optimism do you get? Because in many cases here in large parts of the San Joaquin Valley, you can find a sort of complacency that this is just the way things are, that we in an agricultural economy have this incredible inequality and incredible poverty that we live with, that this sort of goes along with the industry, and people in power sort of turn a blind eye to that and take advantage of that situation as they can, and others who don't have much power in many ways, as they try to address those issues, don't really have the power to do so. Do you find attitudes in Salinas different than that, or and what do you see there?
I think Salinas is less complacent than, please forgive me for those of you saying, than a lot of communities I visit in the San Joaquin Valley. It has people who, you know, Salinas had a particularly important role in the farm worker movement. A lot of the leadership in the town has ties to that. They were in it. The children of people were in it. It's a place of people who, go-getters who want to start things. But the perverse side of that is that because of all the things we talked about, the difficulty being this mid-sized city, they start things, but then they lose them. The most common question, you know, kids and other people getting sort of benefits of various programs in Salinas that they ask is, how long is this thing going to last? The other dynamic is that's different in Salinas because of its location. It's so close to other pretty prosperous places in the Monterey Bay into the Bay Area. As you see departures, there's this weird dynamic of that sometimes frustration is higher because you can see such prosperity so close to you. And that's another thing that makes it a bit different. I think in some ways it makes the hurdle look higher, because of when you look at a place like Monterey, you look at, you know, Silicon Valley, just a little more than an hour up the 101, that's a dynamic that's different, that proximity. But it's not a complacent place. What it is a very, very frustrated place. I think probably the most frustrated place I've encountered in California.
Is there anything the rest of the state can learn or take away from the situation that Salinas finds itself in, with this high unemployment, high crime, and the challenges that you talked about?
You know, there's a bunch of things. I think, you know, the fundamental is that our local governments, as scary as that may be, if you know your local city council, need a lot more power to change the structures of their cities, to raise revenues, to do different kinds of things. California local governments are very restricted, and, you know, and particularly cities, of the size of a Bakersfield or a Stockton or a Salinas, probably need more power. They need to also think of themselves more as cities. Sometimes, you know, you're in places, you know, pretty good-sized cities in California, people talk about them as they're small towns. There's also a peculiar thing about the edges of California regions, the big regions. Salinas is this, Stockton is this, I think San Bernardino fits into this, where you have cities that kind of are on the edge, and maybe because they're smaller compared to the big thing next to them, they're a little bit forgotten, they're neglected, they don't have the same level of philanthropy. We should probably think a lot about those kind of edges, those edge cities, and how to do more for them, to make them a priority. Because there is a real, I see a pattern in those size places and those kind of places, falling behind, being neglected, and we need to do something about that. There's a pattern there.
The article is called "If You Care About California, Then You Should Care About Salinas." It is a piece by Joe Matthews that kicks off a week's worth of coverage about the Central Coast city that Joe says could be the state's superstar in many areas, but has high crime, poor health, and other dark indicators for what the Golden State could become. Joe Matthews of Zocalo Public Square, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Joe.